Blog Talk Radio.
Blossom or Blossom? Blossom or Blossom?
Peace and blessings, and welcome to another segment of Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossum. Normally I do random Thursdays, but I wasn't able to do the show yesterday, and I got to thinking, you know what, I'm still going to do the show, but today I'm going to do all spoken word. So for those of you that are not familiar with Keeping It Real, Flossom or Tossum, what we do is we play three tracks from a variety of artists from across the United States to actually across the globe. And we ask that you listen and determine whether you think it's a quality track, if it's a sellable track, whatever it is that kind of piques your ear and your interest to say this is good. I'm asking you to actually step outside of your favorite genre and see if you can identify what's quality or not, too. I know that can be a challenge sometimes. I know for me, I have my favorite, you know, style of music or spoken word or whatever. But I'm asking you to try that, you know, step outside of your box, see what you think. So today I'm going to do spoken word from a variety of artists and would love to know what you think. What you do is you go over to flavanews.com, hit that Blossom and Tossum page. I have three polls up for tracks 1, 2, and 3. You vote whether you like it, Blossom. If you don't like it, hit Tossum. excuse me. If for some reason you're not able to see the poll on that page, you can just send us a message directly from there to let us know your thoughts on tracks 1, 2, or 3. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the first spoken word track.
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging, don't let him hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas, no relief, ill at ease, wondering what the hell I keep fighting for. Is it all worth dying for? Struggling and striving, barely staying alive, in body and soul aching all the time. Gotta fight this sinking feeling, my brain is steadily reeling, pain is to the ceiling, I'm about to lose my mind. I struggle day to day to make ends meet, be a father to my children, love them, keep them clothed and enough food to eat. Beyond the everyday, however, a bigger picture lies before me. A higher goal, a larger responsibility is upon me. My destiny to be the voice of change to my brethren, a beacon of light shining on the dark path of progression. Father, teacher, guide, leader, mentor, all of these are my profession. And yet, as mere human, I struggle day to day with my own individual frailties.
I'm only human.
From time to time, the truth of my own humanity lies heavily upon me, stooping my shoulders and questioning my resolve, the myriad whispers of past failures taunting me, haunting me,
you can't do that. Who you think you are?
Causing me to question the abilities within me. You can't win. You'll never make it. Who do you think you are? Quit trying. They can't take it. Just live for the house and cars.
Get your money, boy.
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging, don't let him hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas, no release, ill at ease, wondering what the hell I keep fighting for? Is it all worth dying for? With struggle comes success. With pain comes healing. With striving comes life. Words that I try to live by, I try. But there are those times when all I want to do is hide in a corner and cry. I mean, just curl up and die. It's hard out here in this dog-eat-dog world wherein we live, where pictures paint you as weak for compassion or the capacity to give. Here where the perpetuation of kill or be killed prevails at even the smallest of levels, chaos created by not one but many devils. And who am I to try to challenge the very foundation by which an entire nation has been constructed? When I could just conform, stay plugged into the matrix, tube-fed a serum that I know is corrupted. This weight is oftentimes nearly unbearable, the gift and equal curse of sight when so many are blind. Even still, some who are not blind but thrive on the lust for power to the point of no concern for the future of mankind.
How would that be?
Why try? Just enjoy your small piece of the pie. Let it be what it is. Is it really worth the chance that you might die?
Well, is it?
Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging. Don't let him hurt me no more. No answers to my pleas. No release, ill at ease, wondering what the hell I keep fighting for. Is it all worth dying for? The answer to this, God has tasked me with this fate, to be among those chosen to lead the people into the light of change. An age-old wrong must be righted. A divisive pattern of thought must be rearranged. Darkness cloak must be exchanged for the bright light of positive progress. No more egress of morality. No more minds left in despair and distress. Humanity, become truly human and realize why you were blessed with intellect. Give unity a try. Treat your neighbor with love and respect. It's time for us all to truly come correct. Give our children a healthy legacy to follow. Heed these words, no more war. Make them real and no longer hollow. Leave something in store for our seed to give them a chance for tomorrow. Show them a real reason for smiles and laughter, not just pain and sorrow. Mankind, the choice is yours. Will you allow hatred and greed to reign? Will you continue to allow the streets to be blood-stained? Are you ready for change? Down on my knees, yelling please, calling Jesus, begging. Don't let him hurt me no more.
Each one.
No answers to my pleas. No release. Ill at ease, wondering.
Will you take your
what
right
the hell I keep fighting for?
This.
Is it all worth dying
world.
For? Is it all worth dying for?
Blossom or Tossom? Blossom or Tossom.
Ooh, shit. Pro. in absence of space and time. A candle's flame is not a shame as shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches deliriously too much. Her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary lines upon my backside. Oh, yes, I sigh. Smashing lashes, inverted mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched, grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds, and I sigh. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arch buttocks like wings discovered they too can fly into this almost criminal ecstasy. Manhood and ego surrender from the relentless force of her pliable wet. My pubis seeking wishes of an orgasm's due. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearl that heard the echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses. I sigh. Her butterfly kisses. The creamy pearls. The echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls, heard the echoes of my sigh.
Blossom or Blossom. Blossom or Blossom.
I remember son of a bitch. I remember bastard. I remember being told about everything that I would never be. Never did I hear, I love you. You bring pride to my heart. Or I'm thankful that you are my child. I remember the pain of not feeling worthy, not feeling good. Not at any time was there an embrace or a show of affection. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful that you provided for my physical needs. You did that to the utmost. But I remember that no matter how well I did in my academics, it was never good enough. Even though I was strained my brain to the point of multiple migraines, I remember being isolated and cut off from many experiences of joy that were commonplace to most of my peers. I remember being beat into submission for my transgressions in comparison to many my age. They were not many and mild in their degree. I remember the scar on my right thigh I remember the nickel-sized flat keloid on my left knee. I remember low self-esteem and lower self-worth. I remember thinking, why do I exist in this life? Why was I allowed to survive childbirth? I remember the day my baby sister lost her courageous battle for the breath of life. Part of my heart, soul, and spirit died, which had me looking forward to the night because that is the time that I close my eyes. I remember the emptiness and pain, hoping that I could just die because I wanted to stop the feeling of going insane. I remember the attacks against my body that they would not believe. I remember never being given encouragement or shown the love that till this day my heart needs. I remember feeling all alone in a room full of family members. I remember feeling crazy because of not wanting to be the source of embarrassment. I lived the life of a pretender. I remember my 18th birthday and finally feeling free to make my own choices and live just for me. My life has been a long, winding road that is still being traveled. What I speak on are memories of negativity. They don't define my entire existence, but have helped to mold my self-awareness. These are some of the many things about being in this reality I remember.
Blossom or Tossum. Blossom or Tossum.
All right, we've come to the end of another segment of Keeping It Real, Blossom or Tossum. Today I played hip-hop artists from across the United States. So let me know what you think. Go over to www.flavornews.com, hit the Flossom or Tossum page, and vote for tracks 1, 2, and 3. If for some reason you're not able to see the polls on that page, just send us a message directly from there and just let us know, Flossom or Tossum, again, for tracks 1, 2, or 3. I'll have the show link up again if you want to come back and listen to it or if you want to share it with your friends and family. I really, really encourage all listeners, you know, to come out and check out these shows. I'll be taking some of the archives down here probably over the weekend. But come out and check out the shows and place your votes and let us know what you think. Before I close out the show today, I do want to play a promo for one of our paid advertisers, and he actually works with recordings for spoken word artists. This is his specialty, and here you go.
Hey, what's going on? This is POP, also known as Poet of Pain, CEO of POP Productions. I would like to invite you to my official website, popproductionswithaz.com. My online production is geared towards the working artist who wants a professional sound, but like many of us, we're on a budget. I have a package for my spoken word artist as low as $250, and that's for a whole CD. All genres are welcome. Just send me your vocals and your music separated in wave files, the length of the entire song. And I also have original track packages as low as $350. So if you're ready to take your project sonically to the next level, well, I think you know the rest. I can be reached at facebook.com/POP Productions or you can just reach me on my contact page on my website. God bless.
Well, we've come to the end of another segment of Keeping It Real, Blossom or Tossum. I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and listen to the archives, and especially those that help spread the word about what we're trying to do. It's time to take it to the next level, my friends. So the only way that you can know if you can take it to the next level is to know what the potential fans and consumers think about what you're doing. It's not about what your mama thinks or your girlfriend or, you know, the neighbor down the street. This is where, you know, you want to find out from those that are going to dig in their pocket to help support you as an artist. So until we meet again next Tuesday for Keeping It Real, Blossom or Tossum Hip Hop Tuesday, God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.